And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Andrew Kreider talks about a recorded phone call.
For the record, I like foreigners, but it's been 45 minutes now. I certainly hope they are recording this call for training purposes, but more likely the HR department is just saving it to replay later over drinks. Dominic is polite. He peppers our conversation with thank yous and repeatedly calls me Mr. Andrew. At the same time, he is maddeningly methodical. Evidently, he has a script from which he is not allowed to deviate. I watch mold growing on an orange as Dominic asks me for my personal details. Address, phone number, social security number, distinguishing marks, mother's maiden name. These are the same pieces of information I gave to Candy, who also called me Mr. Andrew, an hour ago, but no matter. On a pad of paper, I begin to doodle the rings of hell. Tofu, middle school dances, banjo jamborees, customer service calls. It seems I have officially arrived in the middle of the great downstairs. Dominic is explaining, "I'm sorry, Mr. Andrew, but your modem is not valid with our service." "But it was yesterday," I protest. "Before the regularly scheduled maintenance outage, when your colleague Diane told me everything would be back up in 20 minutes. Dominic appears not to know of Diane. "I cannot activate your modem," he says. "It is not possible with our service." "Well, I'd like to speak to a supervisor," I say. "Thank you, Mr. Andrew. I will transfer you now." And then, without a trace of irony, "Is there anything else I can help you with?" Dominic's supervisor, Brian, is apparently locked in a windowless room full of hamsters typing the collected works of Kafka. Over the background din, he takes me to the top of the script and starts over. I make a pot of coffee and settle in, punctuating my responses with free-throw attempts across the kitchen with a wad of paper towel. I make 8 in a row, including one tricky bank shot off the dishwasher. Finally, I can't take it anymore. I cut into a question about serial numbers and ask, "Are you in America?" "No," he replies, "Colombia." "Well, I'd like to speak to someone in America," I say, a little too loudly. Brian sounds wounded. "I'm sure I can resolve your problems, Mr. Andrew." "No, you can't," I say. It has become evident that Brian is not high enough on the ladder of power to do anything more than increase my stomach acid levels. With dismay, I realize I have become that guy. The one who says that foreigners are no use and only America can help. But by now, I don't even care. I want an American, damn it. After an awkward pause, Brian tells me he will transfer my call. Suddenly, I'm talking to someone in America. His name is Keith, and he has a southern accent. I fall into his arms. "Oh, Keith, I'm so glad to hear your voice." Keith is everything I've ever dreamed of. He is kind, efficient, and evidently has a computer that actually does something beyond 20 questions. After a minute's work, he cheerfully informs me that my modem won't populate the server farm interface on the interconnected meta network of things, but that he has a checkbox that he can click and everything should be just fine. He extends one godlike index finger, and my computer springs to life. Glory be! I can once again buy printer ink and watch the conclusion of House of Cards Season 4. After 4 hours of frustration, I want to hug this guy. "No problem," he drawls. "Next time, call me directly." But then quickly hangs up before I can get his extension. If I want to talk to Mike again, I've got to go back through Candy, Dominic, and Brian. I wonder if they hate foreigners. I wonder if they are as frustrated as I am. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Andrew Kreider.
Stop.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.